Welcome back to The Agenda. And the latest tranche of the findings from the Arab Youth Survey are out. We like to cover all of these details because the thing with the Arab Youth Survey is that they do face-to-face interviews with 3,600 Arab citizens. They're aged between 18 to 24. They live in 53 cities across 18 Arab states. And the reality is that I don't think there's any other survey that really touches on the way that young Arabs are feeling. And I'm always absolutely fascinated by the insights that come out of it, particularly looking ahead to the upcoming COP28 summit, because the latest tranche of findings show that the majority of young Arabs, that's 58% of them, are prepared to boycott brands that are seen to damage the environment. So 58% of people willing to, you know, not to shop with people or not to use brands that are actually damaging the environment. It's really interesting to hear about how the sort of temperature is changing, how the mood of young people is changing when it comes to sort of eco issues. We also had 2/3 of respondents saying that they were very concerned at the impact climate change was having on their lives. I'm joined in the studio now by Sunil John. He's president of the communications consultancy BCW in this region, and he's also the founder of ASDA BCW and author of this report. We speak to Sunil very regularly indeed, but I don't often get to have Sunil in the studio, so it's lovely to have you here. Thank you very much indeed for coming in.
It's such a pleasure to talk to you and to be on the agenda again.
Yes, lovely to have you here. Now, tell me a little bit more about these figures, this data that you've discovered, because I'm just wondering whether you've seen a shift in the way young people in the Arab world think about global warming, whether there's been movement on this topic.
Oh, yes. Massive movement. As you know, Georgia, this is our 15th annual survey, and we've been tracking this since 2008. And when you really look at it, in the early days, there was absolutely very minimal awareness of climate change, or in fact, the impact of climate change on people's lives, especially young people's lives. But just to give you two statistics, you know, we asked the question, how concerned are you to these 3,000, you know, plus youth across these several nations? And in 2022, last year, 58% that they are very concerned. So awareness of climate change and the impact on people's lives was high. But in 2023, when we did the survey earlier this year, it jumped to 66%. This is a five-year high. So you can see concern about climate change is very high. And not only, as you mentioned earlier, that nearly 71% said it is already impacting their lives. So you know, I think this is a moment where a very important moment where people want action. And those are the rest of the details that we can see that, you know, young people want their governments to be accountable for actions on a clear and transparent pathway to a net zero economy.
So do you get a sense of why we've seen this jump in concern about eco issues? Do you think it's because of greater awareness, because we've been talking about, for example, COP28 so much in this country and this region? Because, of course, it is a region-wide sort of study. Do you think it's because they're beginning to see the effects of climate change in their own countries?
Absolutely. You know, the region is often seen as a producer of oil and gas. But little do people know that the Middle East and North Africa region is one of the world's highest climate change hotspots. The temperatures have been rising double than the world average over the last 10 years. And as per one prediction by the United Nations, it is said that if greenhouse gas emissions continue at the current rate, the temperatures will rise by 4 degrees centigrade by 2050. Now, those numbers might mean nothing to a lot of your listeners, but if temperatures in the MENA region rise by 4 degrees centigrade by 2050, many parts of the region will be uninhabitable. This is not a problem about the future. This is a problem about the here and now, about today. And I am so pleased, and I'm so excited as well, that young people know this is an important problem to be able to address. and they want their governments to take action. You know, when you look at the numbers, you know, 65% said they will change their personal behavior because they know that their actions leads to larger per capita carbon footprints. In fact, in this region, especially in the GCC, this region has the highest global per capita carbon footprint, you know, in terms of how we live our lifestyle. So young people say that their personal behavior has an impact on climate change and they're willing to change.
Yeah, I mean, that is fascinating because there's often this disconnect, isn't there? And I think it's a disconnect that maybe is generational between this knowledge that something needs to be done,
yes,
and then a sort of unwillingness to actually put our money where our mouth is, so to speak. But it sounds like young people are not in that bracket now in
yes,
the Arab world.
They actually, we did ask a question related to solutions. We asked young people, so we gave them two choices. How are you going to address climate change? One, by changing your own behavior, by lessening your climate impact. And second, that technological advancements would create climate change solutions. And, you know, 49% said that behavioral change is the solution. But 47% said that advancements in technology, which actually means not my problem, technology will find the solution. And that's where there's been an equal split. You know, more people realize that, you know, you have to do something about this yourself. That's the only way you can find a solution. And I think that's where things need to change. Mm. Awareness need to be the next step is about motivation to change things. You know, yes, we can do away with plastic bottles, but this problem needs to be addressed in a larger way. And that's why governments are serious. And young people, 87% of the young people across the Arab world said they have confidence in their governments to take action.
That's reassuring. I mean, unexpected, because normally, I mean, obviously, there's a great deal of confidence in the UAE for the government, but you don't necessarily see that in the more developing Arab countries, do you?
Well, you know, I think that there is expectation of government to come out with transparent and accountable actions. There is confidence in the government. But when you really look at brass tacks, it's only the GCC governments that have announced net zero targets. You know, the UAE has announced net zero by 2050, Saudi Arabia by 2060, and many other countries. But a vast amount of countries have not announced net zero targets. And what these young people are saying is that we need to have a target and we need a pathway to be able to achieve that target. Because, you know, the problem is real. And you were in your earlier segment talking about flash floods in Libya. Mm. This is not, this, as the UN said, is an entirely avoidable problem. But the region has not only suffering with increased temperatures, but there have been flash floods even in 2022 in the UAE, for instance.
Yeah.
Many parts of the region would suffer from rising sea levels. You know, so it's not just the heat. There's flash floods. There's rising heat levels making many parts of the region uninhabitable. So, you know, this is a problem that needs to be. And the region is becoming a central focus. You know, COP27 was held in Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt, and now COP28 in the UAE. And I think more and more governments and people across the region want everyone to walk the talk. And I think you can see the UAE is doing a lot in that, in terms of, you know, announcing its pathways to net zero, the nationally determined contribution. There's a lot of mumbo jumbo about climate change, you know, but what it really means is that there's a whole of country approach to be able to, you know, make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, the governments are sensible to be adopting that. You know, if you've got this groundswell of opinion from young people demanding change, demanding action, then it's sensible, it's expedient to go ahead with it. Sunil John, as ever, always lovely to have you join us in the studio. Thank you so much for fleshing out those insights into what Arab youth want when it comes to sort of eco issues. Thank you for coming into the studio. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Georgia.
That was Sunil John, president of the communications consultancy BCW in this region, founder of ASDA BCW, and importantly, author of this fascinating report, the Arab Youth Survey.